Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Knier, Community Health Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for joining us today, and it is February. And for those of you that may not know, February is Heart Month, and what a better guest to have is Dr. Bradley Sarwa. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks.
You're starting to be a regular on this show, aren't you?
I love it. I love it.
And we love having you, and the information that you, you know, bring to our community is so important. And of course, our topic today is heart health, right?
It's February, heart health month.
But you know, I'm sure you feel the same way, although February is Heart Month, but we want people to do that 12 months out of the year, the information we're going to talk about, right?
Absolutely.
So, you know, we have talked about many, many topics in the past, you know, 10 ways how to keep your heart healthy. So today, do you think we can talk about heart health and maybe the workplace? Is that something that's really important to our community?
I think that's fantastic. It is it's vitally important that we not only consider our hearts, but how we deal with stress, how we can plan ahead to really make the best of our time to help avoid issues down the road. It's one thing to be able to be healthy when you're at home, when you have time to exercise or to walk. You can plan your meals accordingly. A lot of times it's usually less stressful. I have 7 kids at home. It's never less stressful. But when you go to work, there's a lot of things outside of your control. And we see that the stress, the dietary indiscretion, and the lack of exercise at work can be very harmful. And actually cause and contribute to premature heart disease. A lot of studies have come out recently looking at high-stress workplaces and how those people don't necessarily fare as well.
I know. You know, when you say that, just recently in our office, we do a lot of computer work. So, you know, we kind of made a point now that every now and then we all just kind of get up and move and walk around. And, you know, because I know you're going to talk about this, sitting is not good for us, correct?
Sitting is the new smoking for 2024. You know, when we look at heart health, I really break heart health and doing well into 3 categories. We have diet, or what we eat, exercise, and then lifestyle and mental health. And so I kind of want to talk about those 3 categories and how we can really work in the workplace to improve upon all 3.
Yeah, so what would be your recommendations for diet or eating healthy?
So the most important thing when eating healthy is to plan ahead. You never want to rely on what's going to be potentially available. While the cafeteria at your wherever you work may be reasonable, it might be good, sometimes it can be less than heart healthy. And so salads are always great, but at the end of each salad bar, they have these delicious dressings that are fraught with fat and sodium and can kind of crush the overall healthy aspects. Plus, we may not know exactly what's in some of those dressings because the labels aren't there.
Right.
So the best thing that I can recommend is to plan ahead on before the week work starts. Come up with a menu. Come up with heart healthy items that you can plan ahead, that you can prepackage and prep. So that way, when you do go to work, you have meals that you know exactly how much sodium is in them. You know how much fat is in them. And most importantly, you can stay ahead of the curve. It'll save you money in the long run, and you know what's going into your body. So plan ahead.
Right. I mean, that's what I do for myself, only because I know, you know, if I don't have my lunch with me, which I bring to work every day, I'm like, oh, you know, there's so many fun places to go to eat, right? You know, those sandwiches, that pizza.
They might taste good, but they can wreak havoc and most often are just loaded with extra sodium that can cause problems, especially for blood pressure or people that are susceptible to having heart failure. The other thing is people, you know, want to be helpful and want to bring food to the office to share. And a lot of times those are very good, healthy options, but inevitably it's the cupcakes or the cake or the pie that might taste good, but probably not the best for us on a regular, recurring basis.
Right. What about exercise? You mentioned exercise.
So, you know, not everyone's work is physically taxing. If you're out and you are working outside and you're doing a lot of physical labor, it really doesn't apply. But if you're in an office or in the hospital here where we are, you may be fairly sedentary and you may not be up and moving. And if you're on a computer and your nose is stuck to the screen, that can be potentially problematic. So the most important thing is, once again, plan ahead and do your best to get up and move around every so often. The new trends are to avoid sitting. As I mentioned before, sitting is considered the new smoking. Mm-hmm. It is such a horrible risk factor, and it can just overall just wreak your cardiovascular fitness. So get up, walk around. If you have a standing desk, a desk that's adjustable, that's fantastic. Periodically take breaks. There's several studies that have come out, but if you're able to climb 4 flights of stairs in a day, mm-hmm. your risk of heart disease drops precipitously. So if you're in a facility that has a flight of stairs, even if it's 1 flight, try to go up and down that 4 times. Try to periodically go out, you know, take instead of a smoke break, do a walking break, because not only is it good for your heart, it's also good for your mental well-being. And that's the third thing that I really want to talk about. It's stress reduction, because more studies keep coming out about how harmful stress is for our bodies. Stress is not just in your head. It does cause your body to release hormones, stress hormones. And these stress hormones cause you to retain fat, cause you to have this abdominal spare tire. It can cause fatigue. It causes poor sleep. It can lead to sleep apnea. There's so many things that stress can do that are just so harmful. It is important to have a good plan to deal with that. And each individual's workplace is different, but ultimately taking a periodic break, and like I said, if it's a break to go out and walk for 5 minutes, whether it's to sit there, close your eyes, and focus on deep breathing, whether it's to just kind of zone out and not think about anything for a couple of minutes, you'll be surprised at how productive you can be in the other 55 minutes of that day. Studies have shown that the more laser focused you can be cognitively, the more productive you're going to be, and taking a few minutes to ensure that is the case is very helpful.
Right, and you know, I know even enough sleep helps your stress level decrease. You mentioned that also.
Yep.
It's so important.
Yep, adequate sleep. I mean, everyone needs a little bit different amount of sleep, but if you can try to focus on high quality sleep, talking with your medical care providers to make sure that if you do have disturbances with your sleep, particularly sleep apnea, that's treated. Sleep apnea is truly a silent killer. People don't realize it. They just think that they snore, and it's, other than being a little annoying to their partner, it's not a big deal. But I can tell you that sleep apnea can really increase your risk of heart disease. The other thing regarding lifestyle that's most important is knowing where you stand, knowing your conditions, knowing the status of your chronic medical conditions. Getting that information, knowing that is critical. So if you do have an issue, when you do go to the emergency room, you know exactly what your medical conditions are, you know what medications you're taking. The days when, you know, you could say, oh, I don't know, my wife knows those, or I don't know what they are. That doesn't cut it anymore.
Right.
You know, we have these electronic medical records that are fantastic, and we're able to pull up tons of information, but not all medical records speak with one another. And if you're in a different health system, we may not have access to that for hours or days potentially. So I always recommend that people carry a medication list with them. A lot of these medications can be tricky. The names are long. They have the generic name and the trade name, and they get really confusing. And without a medical background, they can be almost overwhelming. So write them down.
Mm-hmm.
Take the card, put it in your wallet, put it in your purse, but carry it with you. If you can laminate it, that's even better. You get extra bonus points.
Right.
And that way, if there are issues, you can pull out your card, you've got it right there, and you know exactly what you're on. If you have allergies to medications, make sure those are on there as well.
Right, exactly, because in case of emergency, you know, sometimes we don't think as straight as we need to, and, you know, you don't always end up in your own physician office, which has that information. So
right.
It's important to carry it with you wherever you go.
And more often than not, you know, there's a lot of changing landscapes with medical practices, and you may be fortunate. You may have the same medical provider, the same medical team for your entire life. That's just not the norm anymore. Dr. Probst, you know, was here for years, and he's done... He helped so many people in this community. now we have a much larger team and we can do a little bit more, but that personal touch and that personal relationship may not be there all the time.
Right.
So the more information you can remember and hang on to, the best.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said earlier, you know, in order to have a good understanding of what your conditions are, you really have to follow up on a regular basis with your healthcare team. If the healthcare team determines that you really need to see a specialist, here at Wayne, we do have a very rapidly growing specialty base.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're up to not only cardiology and pulmonology, gastroenterology, nephrology, now we have urology that's seeing patients here. So
nephrology,
we're really
right?
growing.
Yes.
Nephrology, mm-hmm. And then general surgery, orthopedic surgery. We have more and more people that are coming to this community to help our residents, and I think that's huge. Within cardiology alone, we can discuss risk factors. We can talk about ways to help prevent heart attacks. We can do stress testing when it's appropriate. We can do nuclear stress testing. We have the ability to do echocardiography, and we have our cath lab.
Mm-hmm.
The cath lab is where I spend a lot of my time. It's where we are able to treat patients that are actively having heart attacks. The goal is to prevent you from having to see me or Dr. Hassan, my partner, in the cath lab. We are here just in case, and we're happy to treat you and get you back on the road to recovery. But the more knowledge you can have and the more proactive you can be in your own healthcare, the better you will do long term.
Right, and that's, you know, our primary goal here is prevention. Always prevention, you know, prevent heart disease, any other kind of chronic medical condition. With all the information that you talked about in the first part, you know, of this show today, but just in case, are there any signs to look for if someone thinks they're having a heart attack or maybe having a heart attack?
So the first thing obviously is chest pain. If someone presents with new onset chest tightness, chest pain, we always say anywhere from the belly button up to the jaw or to the eyeballs, really. If it's new, if it's uncomfortable, particularly if it gets worse with exertion, that's an alarming feature. Women don't always present in a classical presentation.
Mm-hmm.
So just because you don't have the pain right under your sternum, that doesn't necessarily mean you're not having a heart attack. And so we're adept at identifying and treating rapidly heart attacks, but you have to come in first.
Right.
You have to call 911 if you're at home or get to the emergency room as quickly and as safely as possible for us to identify and to treat it.
Right, and you know, we are now considered a chest pain center where if someone presents to the emergency room, they're seen very quickly. I think it's within 10 minutes if not faster.
Right. We are accredited through a company called Corazon that's partnered with the largest cardiology angiography professional society called SCAI. And with that accreditation, our standards here at Wayne are the gold standard. We're following and helping establish a baseline for other institutions to follow. Really have a very nice product that we can deliver here, and more importantly, save lives.
Right, right. And I, you know, just having friends in the community, how many people have come through our doors at Wayne Memorial and, you know, been taken to the cath lab, and truly their lives have been saved.
Right. You know, we have a lot of. I've been here now almost 3 years, and the amount of stories that I've had in that period of time are just heartwarming. I've taken care of siblings, twins. I've taken care of family members, cousins, nephews, neighbors. Word of mouth is huge, but we're making an impact, and the quicker that people can get to us, the better they'll do in the long run.
Right, right. And so if someone does have, you know, if they're seeing their primary care doctor, most likely they would, if they're having heart issues, they would refer them to a cardiologist.
Yes.
And we have a team here, a great team here, right?
Thank you. Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
And some mid-levels as well, right?
We do. We have two very experienced nurse practitioners that have been doing this for a long time. They have a really good understanding of how best and when things need to be bumped up to a general cardiologist, Dr. Loretti, or Dr. Hassan and myself is for interventional cardiology. We're here to jump in as well.
Yeah, so it is truly incredible. And, you know, I truly feel the services, you know, we bring to our community are expanding every single day. So, you know, thank you so much for all the information that you shared.
No, Carol, thank you for the opportunity. And also don't forget that coming up is the Heart Walk.
Right, right. We Memorial Hospital is going to be a sponsor for that. Thank you for remembering. It's going to be May 18th at PNC Field. So look for the Way Memorial Warriors. That's what we're calling ourselves.
Perfect.
Last year, we had over 65 people come from our community here, and we walked.
Amazing.
It is great because, you know, our goal is to keep our community healthy. So, Dr. Sorwar, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you. And if you need us, we're here.
Yes. The number is 570-253-8601, and that's Office Cardiology. Again, this is Carol Kinnear. I want to thank you for joining me, and have a great day.